Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In the year since Russia invaded Ukraine, U.S. and Russian diplomats have not met until today. At the Group of 20 meeting in India, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met briefly with Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia. And later, Blinken delivered this message to Moscow.
End this war of aggression. Engage in meaningful diplomacy that can produce a just and durable peace.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins us now from the State Department. And Michelle, we just heard some harsh words for Russia from Antony Blinken. But what is the U.S. government signaling by having this diplomatic meeting in the first place?
First of all, it wasn't like a real sit-down meeting. It was 10 minutes in the corridor at an international conference of the G20. But what Blinken is trying to do is show the world that the U.S. can keep lines of communication open with Moscow. And it wasn't just on Ukraine. There's also the issue of nuclear weapons. The U.S. and Russia have the world's largest nuclear arsenals. Russia recently suspended its participation in the only treaty that caps those arsenals, the New START Accord. Mm-hmm. And Blinken says he urged Lavrov to get back into compliance with the New START Treaty. He says that's what the world expects of them, to be able to manage this relationship. And then you heard on Ukraine, he said that the U.S. and Ukraine want a peace, but they want the peace to be just and durable, and that means Russia has to respect Ukraine's sovereignty. Blinken's line is basically, Putin started this war and it can end it. And he said, 18 of the G20 members called for a just peace. It was only Russia and China that were the outliers.
Mm-hmm. Blinken also restated a warning to China, which he said is considering sending weapons to Russia. What leverage does the U.S. have over Beijing now?
Well, probably not much, but the leverage they think they have is sanctions or the threat of sanctions and maybe just public shaming. China has done a lot to support Russia over the past year economically and diplomatically. U.S. officials say so far that aid has not extended to lethal aid to Russia, but they believe that China is considering that. And the idea here is to deter it, to say that, they'll face sanctions if they do. So that's, I think, why we've been hearing Secretary Blinken and others talk about this a lot lately, both in private with the Chinese and in public.
And as far as Russian diplomats, what have they said at this G20 summit?
Well, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he presented at the G20. He talked about that there's been aggressive Russophobia around the world. He complained about the U.S. and others pumping Ukraine with weapons for what he called a war against Russia. The problem with his argument is that much of the world, and that includes 141 countries in the UN General Assembly, have made clear that Russia's invasion of Ukraine violates the UN Charter. And the war does have implications for countries around the world. It's upended food and energy markets around the world. Lavrov tried to blame the West for all of that. I'm not sure most countries believe Russia's spin on that, though.
Now, the U.S. and NATO allies, many countries have been pressuring Russia, potentially trying to isolate Russia. But is it isolated? We do know that India and China, for instance, are buying a lot of oil from Russian companies.
Yeah, and India and China also abstained from those UN votes, not taking sides. And China is kind of trying to present itself as kind of a peacemaker, laying out a 12-point plan, not really a plan, but kind of principles for what would bring about an end to it. I think mostly a lot of countries are just tired of this war and want to see the war ended and have to deal with Russia. So I think that's what you're seeing now. I mean, Russia hasn't been isolated. It's still part of the G20.
That's Michelle Kellerman, NPR diplomatic correspondent. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.